When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, and we will be going deeper into the Mad, where I suspect we will be using that hammer again. A lot. So, to Wackner's Mad, it's the same as it always is when you first enter it. And now down to floor 16. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance, as you realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you are now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 16 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Okay, I'm in the middle of a plus-sign-shaped dungeon, but I suspect it will get larger with a little bit of hammering. I'm not going to go north first. The stone and earth walls in this section of the dark passage are riddled with long jagged cracks, which means it's hammer time. 32 experience to general. With a mighty stroke, you slam the frost-covered head of your fearsome hammer into the wall. The barrier of stone and earth crumbles beneath the force of your blow, showering you with dirt and debris as a deep rumble echoes through the surrounding darkness. Thanks to your handiwork, a long-concealed portion of the passage is now revealed. Okay, I can go a bit more north. Okay, I went north one and I can crack it again. Hammer of Icy Wrath. Same thing again with another 32 experience to general. I can go east now. There's a question mark. A broad, crude slab of stone rises out of the passage floor here. The crude likeness of a large tackerback. A tackerback which has feathers. Like that feather I got and used on the last one. Its wings spread wide, is engraved upon the slab. It's a solid silver feather. Use. With the silver feather gripped tightly between your thumb and forefinger, you step onto the engraved slab. You're immediately overcome by a strange sensation. Your stamina points have been fully restored. I'm guessing when Wackner's Mad was new, and the fights were actually difficult, that could have really come in handy, but now not so much, where everything's a free plus, you have a lot more health, you have a lot more mana to heal your health, and your restoration's probably a higher level, so you get more healing for each restoration. And yeah, also you can, you know, just zoop out to the top and return to Ashley for a little return to Ashley to, you know, have a little rest in the local tavern, tell people the stories of what you've done so far. Anyway, more importantly, 128 experience to all skills and powers. As the feeling fades, you turn to step back off the slab, but suddenly stumble, much to surprise. There was no longer any sign of the engraved slab, you know, like the first one. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. The passage shakes as a towering being of earth and stone stomps into view, but not that towering. Not as towering as the towering beings. Not as towering as the towering flame being we encountered earlier, which was functionally indestructible. The elemental terror, its broad torso filling almost the entirety of the corridor, stretches wide its toothless gaping maw and unleashes a fearsome bellow. With its broad fists of stone scraping against the walls, the hulking earth elemental charges you as a greater earth elemental. The hulking elemental swipes you through with its massive stone fists, as you do, deals you a savage blow for 11 damage, but now it is slain. 15 XP. Ooh, that's one more XP than the last time, which means these are getting tougher, because you get teeny bit more experience when you fight things at a higher level. I think the effect is somewhat subdued on scaled foes. Probably because then Gregor would, if it wasn't somewhat subdued, Gregor would get hundreds of experience from every scaled fight. And admittedly, Gregor is, if that was a benefit you could pay for, Gregor has paid for it, but and the XP is kind of useless for Gregor, but still it would give an advantage to being super powerful that is that's not part of the thing you were explicitly paid for. Honestly, I don't care, but it also mean you could get to the max level and all your statistics higher, and then what would you have to do? Because you'd probably already, by the time you'd done that, you'd have already maximised out your upgrades for your residence. And obviously you'd have done every quest, even the long ones, or the ones that, or the ones in replayables that require multiple sessions, like the Hall of Ruin and Ruins of Tarn. Those can take a while, as you know from previous episodes. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, let's go north. More jagged cracks. Use the hammer. 32 experience as general, and it's the exact same message as before. It's the same thing, you don't have to wind it twice. It's just going to get people confused. It's just going to be more work for no particular reason. Thanks to your, and also, people probably wouldn't even read it after the first time, even if it was different, because they know what's happening. Unless they were really different, then I at least would read them every time, but they're the same. Because you're doing the same thing. Thanks to your handiwork. And also, there's only so many ways you can say you. Okay, there's a lot of ways, but there's only so many fundamentally different ways you could say you hit the wall with a hammer and then it. And then it crumpled and a new passage opened. There's a lot of ways, but some of them would be clunky, some of them wouldn't fit. And honestly, I'm not complaining that he's not decided to rewrite 20 different descriptions of the same thing. Well, at least on the same. In the same dungeon. If you did the same thing in a different dungeon, got different text, then you'd probably want a different message. But you wouldn't even notice if you didn't get one, so yeah. Alright, new place, I can go north again. I can only go north one, smash again. Another 32 experience. Now I can go east and west, I can go east. A solid grab of slate grey stone serves as the back wall of this small alcove. Some words are engraved on the slab. Ooh, what are they? We shall see. You stare wide-eyed at the words on the slab. Sir Croakington. Okay, how did that get there? I mean, we know no one could have come in and written it, because one, nobody comes here, and two, there was a wall in the way. Although, yeah, I mean, there's two options. An unsettling feeling comes over you as you realise there's no indication that the engraving of your name was done recently. Okay, so there's none of that. I guess the engraving is the... It's smoothed out the edges of the engrave, you know, implies that whatever weathering can happen in the mad has happened. Yeah, that must be it. Maybe there's even little teeny bits of moss and lichens. But yeah, probably lichens, because lichens can take a long time to grow. Yeah, there's some little lichens that sort of go in and out of the grooves. And those, barring some really strange... obviously kind of pointless magic, yeah, lichens would not turn up in less than centuries, I think. I remember briefly hearing about you could use lichen growth as a method of dating, but don't quote me on that. It was one bit of an article that's now 2 decades old that I read once and might have misremembered. I'm going to look that up. Yeah, I looked it up. Lichenometry, because apparently the radius of lichens increases at a fixed weight. I presume they've checked this by analysing things that are dated by other means, like stylistical and the context of the stones, maybe even, you know, actual dates written on something, like a gravestone. That'd be an obvious thing, because where they were placed... Okay, they were placed, a lot of gravestones have multiple dates, because there isn't that much space to put dead people in. And there are a lot of dead people. So, I don't know, this probably doesn't happen as much in America, because you have a lot of space. Because all the people who used to live, they're just... disappeared for reasons unknown. Oh, I don't know. You know the reasons. Yeah. But in the UK, at least, if you wander around a graveyard, which you can do, because they're usually very nice. They're nice green places, rather quiet. You can look at this funerary furniture. They're very nice, and you look at the graves, and you see the gravestones that aren't completely eroded to just smoothness due to a mix of younger age, higher quality stone. I'm gesturing my hands while I'm doing that, even though you can't see me. So yeah, man, you could see a gravestone go from, okay, the first date on the gravestone would be when the gravestone was put up, within weeks, or at most a couple of months, because people tend not, between, you know, dying and burying, not that long, not long enough to knock off lichenometric dating. Anyway, yep, so anyway, it's a thing. Dating by lichens is a thing. Well, if you listen to this, you probably learned something, and I confirm something. Anyway, so I imagine one way to convert was just leave the go with the dates of gravestones, because they're made out of stone. Lichens are going to grow on them, and you know the exact date of them. Of course, you don't know that the lichens started when the gravestone was first put in, but presumably you have to assume pretty soonish. I guess that'll be give you it'll give you something. Well, I guess you could just go, okay, well, this lichen is smaller. You just go by the biggest lichen, because the biggest lichen of a date, the one that's got the most radius through time, and that's the true weight of growth of lichen. Something like that. That's probably the best way to calibrate lichen growth. Of course, it only works, it's not completely accurate, because gravestones don't go back that far, a few centuries, so definitely enough to, you know, get the dots on the graph, and then you can extend the trend line from there. Going back to where we were, there's lichen. It's grown a few centimetres across, and it's in the grooves of your name. Yeah, that would be barring some crazy magical stuff, or they somehow took the name from someone who had the same name, which isn't anybody, because it's a weird name, and recently placed that in the dungeon. But what you are supposed to assume is that they knew you were coming when Ragnar constructed the Mad all those many, many centuries ago. He knew you were coming, and apparently this whole thing was designed to test you being whoever does this dungeon, because it's going to be your name, whoever it is, because you're all in your own different universes. Yeah, this dungeon was saved for you specifically, and he knows you're coming. Of course, if he knows that it's you, I guess he knows that you're coming, but he also knows other people are going to come who aren't the chosen one. And those are supposed to either be killed or preferably driven off. Although maybe killed would be better, because then they can't tell anyone where Ragnar's Mad is. Because you do not want someone getting to the bottom of Ragnar's Mad who's not right for the job, because they'll get possessed by something from the portal and bring out an age and bring forth an age of doom. And also, they can get to the bottom, even past all this. They'd also be a really powerful person. Just, they're not quite powerful enough or strong-willed enough, or just not quite right in some way. They get possessed by the ultimate evil from the other side, or maybe not ultimate evil, but rather ultimate evil from the other side, and everything's screwed. Anyway, as I was saying, Ragnar knows we're coming, and he's just let that slide. I don't know, maybe just for fun. Anyway, back we go. Alright, let's go back west, and let's hammer again. 32 experience to general, you smash the wall, you can go west one. Suddenly, the floor of the earthen passage ahead suddenly explodes, showering you with dirt and stone as a massive elemental being tears up through the ground. The hulking elemental, its tremendous bulk filling nearly the entire portion of the corridor, stomps towards you, bellowing savagely. Hold your ground and engage the hulking earth elemental. The massive earth elemental stomps forward to attack. It's a hulking earth elemental. Okay, it's just a regular. It's a regular tough fight. I do 19 damage and took away 7% health. So what, 300 or so? 300 or so health? 250? Probably could work it out exactly, and it's been done on the wiki. But anyways, it's not an obscene amount of health. Devastating blow for 22 damage. Swats you with stone fists, and it is slain. 15 experience, 32 experience general. Ooh. We got special general experience. That sort of suggests there's a limited number of these. And defeating enough of them will unlock something. Something particular rather than just clearing the way to the next level. With the slain earth elemental now little more than a tall heap of dirt and rock, you check over your gear before once again setting off to resume your exploration. Alright, southwest. Alright, got a hammer. It's hammer time again. Smash, 32 experience to general. I can now go west. Another wall. Smash, 32 experience to general. Can go west. Oh, and there's another place I can smash. Smash, 32 experience to general. I mean, when Wackner was designing this level of the dungeon, he was in a bit of a hammer mood. Just a bit. I guess he just thought, oh, this hammer is so cool. And I spent so long making it. I've got to make sure this person uses it a lot. So they appreciate how much time I spent designing this hammer. And the puzzles to make it. And you know, Akna? I do. I appreciate the work you've put into not just making this hammer and the puzzle design, but this entire labyrinth. Yep, alright, you did good work, even though I'm not 100% sure why. Well, I know roughly why. It's to keep the portal away, but I don't know, can you just build a wall? But I guess walls don't work. Yeah, maybe at the bottom I'll find him. I'll find him and he'll be able to explain everything. Or at least, if he hasn't gone absolutely even crazier with 1,000 years in the dark. Which is the sort of thing that would drive anyone crazy. And he might not possibly have been 100% there at the start, you know. Part wizard, part eldritch things he uncovered in his gating. Or maybe that's just history being unkind to him. Anyway, there's a place to the north. It's another of those tackerbacks. Solid silver feather. And once again, 128 experience to all skills and powers, which is nice. And that's more than you can get for a really good grinding one. Alright, let's see. That's as much all skills and powers experience as you get from a average modal, I guess, is the term of average I should mean. Average Tarnwall, and those can take half an hour each. You know, not quite as much as a whole Hall of Ruin one, but there's a 12-hour wait between them, and you got to even start it. You got to get through all of. You got to clear the Shadow Veil. There's a lot of fiddling around. I mean, also, you know, you're doing something fun here, something new. So, I mean, that's the main reason here, because it's new. It also gives you good experience, so you win all around, unless you die. Oh, another hulking Earth Elemental. Just gonna quick combat that. 15 experience, 32 experience to general. Alright, I can go south again. Another hammer place. Use the hammer again, 32 experience to general. Now I can go east too, another hulking earth elemental. Just going to quick combat that. 15 experience, 32 experience to general. Alright, so another question mark. You're standing in a deep earthen hollow at the end of the passage you've been following. A large ice-covered cube of stone sits in the middle of the hollow. An engraving of a tackerback adorns the top sides of the massive block. The engraving appears distorted when covered, viewed through the thick layer of ice that covers the cube. So, item you could use, is it the solid silver feather? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I thought it might be the hammer of icing wrath, but it's the silver feather. 32 experience to general. You hold up the solid silver feather, grasping between your thumb and forefinger. Almost at once, the thick layer of ice that covers the stone cube begins to melt. Ooh, handy. I guess the hammer of icy wrath can't really get rid of ice. It can just make it. I mean, you can smash it, but you probably won't want to smash it because you might damage the... You could break the statue below, so get use this instead. In a matter of moments, all the ice is encased, the block is gone. Okay, a large cube of stone, smooth surface riddled with a web of thin cracks, sits in the middle of the hollow. An engraving of a tacker back adorns the top side of the massive block. Let's use a solid silver feather again. No? Hammer of Icy Wrath? Oh, yes, it can. 32 experience to general. You raise the hammer high above your head and deal the block a mighty blow. Upon impact, the massive cube shatters. Oh, it's sort of a pity to destroy art, but I guess that's just... I'm guessing that the labyrinth between the floors can just make another one. So it's not a permanent loss. Upon impact, the massive cube shatters, crumbling into a pile of hundreds of small, jagged fragments. In the midst of the smashed remains of the block, you discover a small, engraved cube. An engraved stone cube. I have a few of those now. How many do I have? Let's just check. How many? I have 4 so far. Maybe there will be more. Each of the small cube's 6 sides are adorned with engravings depict either an eye, a moon, or a sculpture of each. Yep, that's that. The jagged fragments of the shattered cube litter the floor of the hollow. The shattered cube being the bigger cube, not the cube that I got, which is a smaller cube. Alright, I think I've gone everywhere now. I've explored the northern passage. A greater earth elemental blocks my path. Just going to quick combat. 14 XP. Okay, now I'm going to go east from the entrance. There's a hammer place. Use the hammer. That's your experience to general. And extends out 2 spaces. Hulking earth elemental. Quick combat. It is slain, 15 experience, 32 experience to general. Go east one, hammer space. Now it is a space to use a hammer, not a space to put a hammer. Different type of hammer space. I guess it's more of a hammer place than a hammer space. 32 experience to general, and east, and north, and then east. It was only the first east didn't count, right, hammer place. Use the hammer, 32 experience to general, can go north now. Hulking earth elemental, quick combat, 15 combat, 32 experience to general, go north again. Hammer place, yep, it's hammer time. Go west. Oh, this is new. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. A mechanized goblin, crafted out of iron and copper, emits a chorus of echoing clanks as it moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. The metal goblin is covered with grime and dirt. The strange automaton, its squarish metal head bearing an engraved fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it prepares to attack. It's a grime mechanical goblin. Whirls, it steps forward and attacks, and out is smashed, with a bit of help from the smasher walloping it for 10 damage. It is slain, it is smashed, it is gone, it is a selection of very jagged and jagged and would be dangerous if I wasn't wearing, armour. Parts are scattered all over the floor. 13 experience. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. This is the inverted pyramid formation of skulls, so that's the way down. But I can't go down yet, there's more to explore. Alright, well, I've done the northern path from the entrance. I've done the eastern path. Now I'm just going to keep going clockwise. Another greater earth elemental. And next one I'll be checking out will be the southern path. Go south. Hammer place. 32 experience to general. Go south again. Another hammer place. Just one south. 32 experience to general. I can go west a bit. Hulking Earth Elemental, quick combat, it is slain, 15 experience, 32 experience to general, exploration status. Still a fair number of wandering foes remain. Just did a little wandering, trying to get one, but nope, it's a hammer space. Hammer place, 32 experience to general. Oh, there's a alcove to the north, will there be one of those Takabaka engravings there, or we shall see. A broad, smooth slab of stone rises out of the passage floor here. The crude likeness of a large Takabak, its wings spread wide, is engraved upon the slab. A particular item may be of use here, that being the solid silver feather. Use it! Another 128 experience to all skills and powers. Now that's a lot of experience for very little work. Yeah, well, other than, of course, the work it took you to get to the 16th floor. That was a bit of work. It's a lot of experience for a little extra work.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alright, Greater Earth Elemental, quick combat, 14 XP. I went southwest, there's another hammer place. 32 experience, now I can go south and east. Another Earth Elemental, this one's greater, but not that much greater, 14 XP. Another hammer place, 32 experience to general. Now go east quite a bit. Hulking Earth Elemental, quick combat, 15 XP, take a bit of healing, 32 XP to general. Hammer place, use the hammer, 32 XP to general, go northeast a bit. Hammer place, use it, 32 XP to general. This is just a regular Earth Elemental. Quick combat, 14 experience. Hulking Elemental, quick combat, 15 experience, 32 experience. Do you know how many is left now? Still a fair number. Alright, another hammer place. Use it! 32 experience to general. Alright, this opened a way south and there's a question mark. You're standing in a deep earthen hollow at the end of a passage you've been following. A large ice-engraved cube of stone sits in the middle of a hollow. The engraving of a Takabak adorns the top side of the massive block. The engraving appears distorted when viewed through the thick layer of ice that covers the stone. All right, solid silver feather again, 32 experience, and this. The ice melts away. Use the item again. No. Hammer time. I smashed a big cube and find a smaller cube inside it. Don't try that with other cubes you have, because they probably don't have smaller cubes inside, and also you've got a perfectly good big cube. Now, the question is, if I was to smash this engravestone cube, would I find an even smaller cube inside it? And if I had to smash that, would I find an absolutely teensy cube? Yeah, no, probably not. But maybe. Who knows with Ragnar? You know, he's affected, apparently. Well, that's what we can assume. But he's affected, but also incredibly effective. Affective and effective. Anyway. Yeah, anyway, I trust him on making giant labyrinths, but maybe not so much trust him on whether you should make a giant labyrinth. The engraved stone cube. That's another one. Now I can go back north. Alright, time to explore the western side after I smash another earth elemental. This one's greater, 14 XP. Yeah, so experience. Another one for another 14 XP. It's more experience for this than you got at the start. Because when this was first came out, the XP you got was tied to relative difficulty rather than the foe's melee rating. So now it tends to be, as you get deeper into the game, your combat experience tends up a little bit, even for the foes with no, well, what I call narrative XP, for, you know, defeating something that's either important for a quest or important for a grinding or just in other ways of some interest to a story. It's just things you randomly encounter while wandering around in the middle of nowhere. No particular narrative interest. It's just that, yeah, there was a thing, I smashed it. But these, teeny bit of narrative interest. So you get a teeny bit extra experience. Another Earth Elemental. Just quick combat that. For another 14 XP. How many left? Dwindling. Good. It's down. Okay, let's go west. Oh wait, is that it? Oh, there's nothing to the west. Presumably because all the places I've uncovered so far are blocking the way. Okay. I think we may well be at the wandering around Greater Earth Elemental. Alright, I'm gonna wander around. 14 XP. Well, at least there's no particular question marks left to interrupt your wanderings anymore. Because you pretty much removed nearly everything of interest in this dungeon. You either smashed it or disappeared it. Using the feather or the hammer. Okay, and another 14 experience. Now only a small number of wandering foes remain. Admittedly, I could pause while we... That is, pause the recording while we get through all of these. But we'll see how far we get before I run out of things to say. Which admittedly is going to happen fairly soon, because I pretty much brought it up to date. There's another Earth Elemental. Yep. So once we've got the, well, we're down to very few, probably about five left, maybe. Once we've got the number, wait a minute, did I actually check? I don't think I checked whether you actually have to slay them all. Slay all the foes here, I just sort of assume, because that's how it usually works in the MAD. For reasons. I guess it's just to ensure you have a bit of endurance before you get to the lower levels. No wandering foes were made. Well, I guess we'll never find out whether we could have opened a way without them. Alright, here's the... Oh, no, that's the engraved... No, that's the engraved words. My name, written centuries ago. Although some wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey thing. And that's not quite like... No, I think it's more prophecy than wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. Because this is section 19,000... Wait. I'm going to check the section number. It doesn't do anything, but... Yeah. Examining engraved words. 20,058. Yeah, 20,058. This was many years ago. This was before... Zathawook Time Bender and his time bending crabby shenanigans was part of the game. So I don't think. It was after Proving Ground 6, I think. I sort of forget. But it was definitely while Proving Ground 6, if not completed, when was at least ongoing. Ongoing, and the notion that... Oh, wait. Oh, this is spoilers. Anyway. Sorry. But honestly, I think chances are, if you're listening to this, you probably played most of Swift. Or you should, because I will just kind of spoil everything for you by accident. Yeah, sorry about that. So I guess you just have to play all of Swift first before you listen to the next episode. Just in case I accidentally spoil things. I probably should work on that, but... Yeah, I mean... I don't really get enough downloads to care that much. I probably should, but... anyway, now to the way down. Place my inverted pyramid impression. Press your hand in impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression, just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving of 10 skulls that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. Alright, we're at 41 minutes. Let's at least have a look at the next floor. Down to floor 17. I don't know, this might not be that big. I'm on the west side, There's a column, another column, and a row connecting them. Suddenly, a mechanicized goblin, crafted out of iron and copper, emits a chorus of echoing clanks as it moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. A bright aura of green surrounds the metal goblin. Does that mean these are more of those goblins made by the gating orbs? It could be. Could be. You know, made from the gating orbs from the floors, from the parts of the labyrinth between the floors. The labyrinth back rooms, if you will. A bright aura of green surrounding the metal goblin. The strange automaton, its square plated head, engraved to depict a fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it moves in and attacks. It's a mechanical goblin, and it is glowing. Begin combat. Oh, my weapon is ineffective. Well, I better run away. Okay, why? You take flight from the mechanicized goblin, fleeing only fleeing wildly along the dark maze passage. Thankfully, after only a short chase, the sinister automaton abandons pursuit, which is lucky for me because it's indestructible. So if it wanted to chase me, it would eventually wear me down. Unless I got to the exit. But what if it chased me through the exit? What if it chased me all the way out of the mad and kept chasing me, being utterly indestructible and just not stopping, no matter how far I go? And if I put a wall up in the way, it just walks through it, because it cannot be stopped, because it's indestructible. That would be... That would be something. But fortunately, Ragnar considered that, and thus put a do not chase command into it. Thank you, Ragnar, for not allowing the world to be destroyed by indestructible goblin robots. Because that would be quite a thing. I mean, we have enough problems with the regular destructible goblins, which aren't robots and, are made out of meat. Class is often surrounding gloom. Wasting no time, you quickly set off in the opposite direction. Okay, this looks to be a rather small dungeon. It's just mainly a square with alcoves sticking out to the southwest and southeast. And there's a little alcove down into the middle. And there's a question mark in the middle of the lower edge. Alright, what's on the northwest corner? A large orb of green energy, hovering only inches above the floor here. The crackling spear. Its writhing surface wrapped in countless tines of blue energy. Blue lightning seems to quell as you step near. Approach the green orb. Without warning, the green orb instantly doubles in size, said you tumbling backwards as you narrowly avoid being enveloped by its deadly aura of energy. As you steady yourself and assume a defensive stance, the crackling spear soars through the gloom towards you. It's a green energy orb. The floating orb unleashes a powerful energy attack. Okay, and slain. 14 experience. Ooh, 64 experience to general. Okay, well, this is a special fight, not a random encounter, so that makes sense. With a final crackle and a brief flash of green light, the energy orb vanishes, leaving you alone in unsettling gloom. After quickly checking over your gear, you promptly set off on your way. Alright, I'm thinking that's going to help make these glowing goblins destructible. Only a lone wandering foe prowls these passages. That's an indestructible glowing goblin. So I better make it destructible. Mechanical goblin glowing. Is it still indestructible? Yes. Can I use magic on it though? I'm going to use the power of destruction with a Neveral energy blast. Oh, it's got an anti... It's got an anti-magic aura as well. Okay, my third option, the Wand of Dragonfire. A deafening roar fills the air as a powerful breath of fire explodes from the tip of your iron wand. Your enemy is consumed by the ravaging flames, taking 172 points of damage. My regular weapon is still ineffective. Mechanical goblin clatters forward and attacks. Fortunately, when he made it indestructible, he didn't make it super strong, which is for the best, really, for everyone. Because otherwise, we'd have just had this mechanical goblin going around on the surface, just wrecking everything, like some tiny kaiju, just turning up to cities and just going... leaving little... goblin-shaped, cartoonish holes in the walls as it just walks through them. Because it cannot be stopped. It cannot be destroyed. It will just keep going. But, except Ragnar said, hey, put the do not chase, do not leave, just stay on this floor and just wander around and don't really kick up that much of a fuss when things try to kill you. Because, well, it's an automaton. It's not like it is not in any way alive. Yes, it's it is. This is no true AI. This is a it's a bot. You know, the woburiest of robots, and but it is indestructible. Probably why you didn't make it sentient, because of course, then who knows what it could do, and there's nowhere to stop it. And also, that'd be incredibly cruel to make something, you know, sentient in a dungeon, in the dark, alone, for centuries, and your sole purpose is to just wait for someone to turn up, turn up and kill you, and not be able to allow to take any particular efforts to stop them. I mean, that would be terrible. Honestly, I'd probably have to slap Wackenor for that if he did it. But he didn't. Which is because honestly, this is a sort of game where you can just casually bestow sentience. I mean, in some others you can, but in this one, I don't think any. I might be wrong, but I don't think any construct beings have become people. I mean, some of them are already people. The Halgrims, just, which are probably the finest example of constructed creatures. That they still just wander the city of Tarn with no ambitions of their own, just doing what they're programmed to do. They have no capability of learning. They just do what they do. And if they do in any way change, it's because the Tarnhorn changed them. Yeah, just your standard killer robots. Nothing to worry about. You know, from a ethical viewpoint. Alright, quickly set off in the opposite direction. Anyway, southeast orb. Approach the green orb without warning. The green orb instantly doubles in size, sending you stumbling backwards as you narrowly avoid being enveloped in its deadly aura of energy. As you steady yourself and assume a defensive stance, the crackling spear surges through the orb. Gloom towards green energy orb. Doop 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 doop. Smashy, 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 smashed. It is slain. 14 XP and 64 experience to general. With the final crackle and a brief flash of green light. Why am I singing? The energy orb vanishes, leaving you alone in the unsettling gloom. To quickly check you over your gear, you promptly set off on your way. What is that little alcove in the middle? You're standing in a small chamber, just off the south of the corridor you've been following. A massive stone block sits in the middle of the room. The top of the large, smooth block would be level with a regular person's head, but of course it's much, much bigger than Sir Croakington, who is a toad and thus small. Well, usually small. Sometimes she gets bigger, but usually small. Which helps in some ways. Particular item may produce it. The hammer. Try the hammer. Yep. I mean, when in doubt, use the hammer. Yes, because it turns out, not only does every problem look like a nail, but it turns out many of the problems actually are nails. 228 experience to general. You raise the fearsome hammer above your head, deliver a mighty blow to the massive block of stone. The immense cube instantly shatters, revealing a smaller second block, previously hidden beneath the now fragmented outer shell of the original. An engraving of Attacker Back adorns the top of the newly revealed cube. 5 square sockets have been cut into the wings of the carved Predator. 5 square sockets? What? I found 5 of something recently, which is also square in profile in Greystone cubes. Here we go. No, I thought it would be that. Maybe it's not time yet. Okay, and southeast corner. As you attempt to move south, a crackling barrier of golden energy suddenly rises to seal off the passage ahead. Unable to find any immediate way to get past the magical field, you turn and head back along the corridor. It's the mechanical goblin again, this time it's glowing. And it's still indestructible, so run away. Once again, I'm very glad it doesn't chase me. Oh, here's another green orb in the middle of the south side. Green energy orb. The floating orb unleashes a powerful energy attack. Smashy, 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 smashy. You're struck by a powerful energy attack for 10 damage. But that didn't work because now it is slain. 14 experience, 64 XP to general. With a final crackle and a brief flash of green light, the energy orb vanishes, leaving you alone in unsettling gloom. After quickly checking over your gear, you promptly set off on your way. Oh, the stone and earth walls in this section of the dark passage are riddled with long jagged cracks, so time for the hammer. And yep, the passage opens. I can go south. There's another green orb. I'm just going to smash that quickly. Smashy, 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 smashy. With my spruce smasher. Maybe I should be using the hammer, but I don't need that right now. It is slain. 14 XP, 64 XP to general. With a final crackle and a brief flash of green light, the energy orb vanishes, leaving you alone in unsettling gloom. To quickly check you over your gear, you promptly set off on your way. Okay, I think maybe next time I meet the goblin, I'll be able to actually fight it. Okay, can I use the cubes on Attacker Back cube? Gravestone cube. Nope, not yet. Alright, mechanical goblin, quick combat. I quick combated it when it was a special one. Oh, anyway, it wasn't glowing. That was the difference. Yeah, sorry. I didn't read through it. Things. Very sorry. I guess you'll just have to play the game yourself to figure out what I missed. Anyway, I mean, I could reset, but it's too much work for. What probably isn't important. Anyway, 74 experience and 128 experience to general. As the mechanical goblin topples into a heap of bent metal in the centre of the passage, the distant but unmistakable crackle of energy reaches your ears. After searching through the remains of the slain automaton, you once again set off through the gloom, eager to resume your exploration of this level. Right, what's in the southeast corner again? Oh yeah, inverted pyramidal formation. Oh, that the slab shudders. 384 to general. Okay, next up. Okay, that's it, but can I put the cubes in now? Gravestone cube? No. 5 square sockets. Wait, what else could be square? Atop the cube's top? No. Cut neatly into the wings of the Attacker Back. The top of the large cube is now only waist high. That's normal person's waist. It's inconveniently high for Sir Crokins, and she just keeps having to jump up again and again to see the top of the cube. Atop the cube's top, cut neatly into the engraved wing of the Attacker Back. A 5 square sockets. Okay, how about, can I use the solid silver feather? Oh, okay. Oh, I can use that. 256 experience as a general. The instant you hold up the silver feather, a bright flash of white light fills floods the chamber. The dazzling glow instantly fades. You step forward and carefully examine the massive stone cube, but nothing appears to be changed. Okay, now can I use the engraved stone cubes? Yes, I can. Okay. 1,024 experience to general, and 512 experience to all skills and powers. Now, this was actually optional. You did not have... As you just saw, you could go to the next floor of the labyrinth and just leave this be. All you have to do is smash the indestructible, is kill the indestructible robot by, you know, making it destructible. You retrieve the stone cubes from along, 500. Oh, okay, if I didn't say it before, it's 1,024 experience to general, and 512 experience to all skills and powers. Whew, that is a lot. You retrieve the stone cubes from amongst your belongings and begin placing them into five sockets cut into the wings of the engraved tackerback. As you place the cubes into the sockets, you're taken aback when the small stone squares spin on their own, stopping only when their upturned stone faces all display the engraving of a skull. As you step back from the block, you suddenly notice a faint aura of blue now surrounds the Hammer of Icy Wrath. Okay, let's have a look. Look at the Hammer of Icy Wrath. A faint blue aura surrounds the hammer. It's now of even more magical quality. Wait, five skulls? Maybe I could use the Iron Plate of Dials. Set everything to skull and just see if anything happens. Iron Plate of Dials, adjust the dials. Skulls for everybody! Skull. Alright, head back north. Head back south. Use the Plate of Dials. Use the Solid Silver Feather. Use the Hammer of Icy Waff. Okay, I can go down, so I can go up. Step on the engraved slab. You can go down to 18. Step on the engraved slab, so I can go up to 1. And that is it done for today. We've just passed an hour. So next time we'll go to floor 18, which from what we've seen seems to be a pretty open area. But anyway, we'll find out more about that in the next episode. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.